Hello. He needs me? Okay, I'm on my way.
Welcome back to the Obsessed Podcast. It's day 9 of Mariamis. And on the 9th day of Mariamis, the Obsessed Podcast is going to relive the splendor of the Apple TV Plus special because it was oh so magical and merry, honey.
We've probably done it quite a bit back in the day, like a few years ago, but we have not done it for a while.
And we've talked about it a lot, I feel like, because I feel like this special was like peak beginning of our friendship, but like we're becoming like so tight. The heat of the pandemic, the temperature of the nation was crazy. Well, I mean, my nation, I don't know about your nation, but the political climate was hot, honey.
Okay, fair enough.
And we were and we were thirsty for Christmas this year. And Mariah was giving us MC30. This was, like we said, one of the big four pillars of MC30. We were getting EPs every Friday.
Oh, yeah.
And that was amazing. We got Mariah's book. We had got the rarities. We got the Apple TV Plus special. And we got the vinyls re-released. So, oh my goodness. This was, I think, before we received our vinyls, this was maybe some of them had been shipping by this time had come, but this was the fourth and final pillar that made MC30 huge for Lambs. And it's still like jaw dropping to even think how much we were given in MC30. So,
yeah. I mean, I think a lot of this was planned and it was really well done to keep it going, especially after such a time when it was just like, what's going on? Like, we had an album and there were some questionable moments and it was just like, oh, I don't really get what's happening. And everyone was longing for something constant from Mariah. And I feel like all of this probably was planned, but it had to be executed in a way that was efficient for what was going on at the time, which was the lockdown, the COVID-19 pandemic. And therefore, Mariah delivered lots of nostalgic moments from years of probably like the same years of her greatest hits, like delivered as a rarities album and everything that Gio just explained. And it was just like, how? But I mean, when you think about it now, like what did we all do in like 2020? Like, we probably watched reruns of Desperate Housewives, Sex and the City, whatever there was still left available on television because of social distancing. And yet Mariah still managed to deliver nostalgic moments. And so at the end of the year, we got this magnificent Christmas special. And obviously, as you watch it, you can tell there might be some social... Well, you can't tell, I wouldn't say, but I'm guessing there's some social distancing going on with the CGI. There's probably layer it.
From what we saw on Instagram, and we knew
it was
like literally the middle of the pandemic. And it was December. It was filmed in October of 2020. And I believe released in December. I could be wrong. I'm pretty sure it was December.
It was probably a quick turnaround. People were probably editing as they went along. I don't know. I can't even imagine the hecticity.
But I mean, they got the concert out in like a day and a half or whatever. Like, they busted out that other one. So they had a lot of time to get this thing together.
Well, yeah, with concerts, you're pretty much like, there's one person like recording and editing at the same time. It's crazy. It must have been intense to get this done. But like you said, they would have had more time to do this. And in a way, what more perfect time to do it when you can layer backdrops, when you can get people working on their own in a separate room? When you watch it face on as a viewer, you think, how have they managed to do it? But when you really think about it, it probably was easier than what we think. So The concept of it really is, it starts off kind of like A Night Before Christmas, or The Night Before Christmas, like the book. And it really does become like a live show of what she'd done like in 2017, probably before that as well, like, but 2017, 2018, 2019. And then this is her 2020 moment. There's a lot going on with the songs. And there's also a story that like threads them all in order or together, however you want to see it. And a lot of people have done this.
And she's done them several specials in the past, but nothing like this, you know?
People have had these Christmas specials. I think Miley Cyrus might have had one. Bill Murray, even Bill Murray, like an actor, had one.
I think Casey Musgraves had a Christmas special too.
A few people.
Michael Bublé had one, he definitely, right?
But it wasn't on stream and it was on live television. And so, so I don't know, it might be available on stream, I'm not sure. But like Mariah, to put this out, she really picked the biggest one because she's had a few Christmas specials that have been on different platforms like Hallmark Channel, Netflix and whatnot. But then this was even to this day, this is the biggest one. I mean, do you agree with that?
It's pretty much like a movie almost. It has a plot, it has a script, I feel like there's a reason for it. And if it was taken down, I'd be sad. And I'm like, I want a DVD of it. Like, where's the DVD?
A streaming moment, DVD, some kind of physical copy that you can...
Well, I mean, there is a streaming moment, but where's the fucking physical...
Yeah, but I mean, for you to download and actually keep, like, that's stored into your device, not just something that's saved and then when it's deleted from wherever it's going to be deleted. You need something that's tangible for you to keep in your collection and you to keep revisiting over and over again without any kind of like issues. Like a CD or a vinyl, and you've got it. Once you paid for it, you've got it. And that's the thing with streaming. Like, you can't always guarantee that it could be taken down later. And that's the danger. But I feel like with this, it gave so much, and that's what makes it so spectacular. And it's almost like, in a way, dare I say it, it's almost like a sentimental piece of jewelry. Because at that time, we didn't really have a lot going on. What were we doing? Really? Catching up on things, baking. And this really is something brand new and fresh that was just given to us. It is a jewel in 2020.
And it's so... perfect. It's like, I've said this before, but it is like a filmed version of the Christmas show, but with a story and a cute little message, and it's fun and it's perfect. And even the little, for what it is, the little 18 minute moment is cute too, for what it is. And your eyes got all big. Garrett's eyes got all big. You guys, that was so funny. But all the outfits, all the hair, the makeup, the album, the subsequent album.
The difference from every single look as well. Like, she's just walking through this show, like, oh, this is happening. Oh, but wait, this is happening. And I'm just going along and making sure that everything is okay. But like almost every scene, or every other scene at least, she looks completely different. Like, her hair's up, it's a completely different outfit. It's just like, but it's like, okay, she's changing. But it because it's Mariah, you don't really question it.
And it's like, we need to have a song break now. Our girl couldn't help herself. She just had to sing. Like, it's just perfect. The narration, Tiffany Haddish, like, everything is, it's A1 in this. And then, of course, the guest feature, Snoop Dogg, Ariana, J-Hud, Jermaine, everything.
It was so clever, so well put together. And even to this day, like, 3 years later, it's kind of like, why is there no physical release? It's a bit of a shame.
And this needs to be, we were talking about our Christmas traditions earlier.
Yeah.
This is like, I've pulled this out every year since it happened.
Same.
And watched it.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's pretty much a tradition for me. It's definitely become a staple for Christmas for me.
Oh, 100%. It's definitely one of those things. And I try to tell people who don't know too much about Mariah as well, as I often do. But like, I try to tell them, like, have you not seen the Apple Christmas TV special? Like, come on. And I'm like, do you have Apple TV? And then they're like, yeah or no. For those that do, I'm just like, you need to watch this, or at least give it a go to decide then whether you want to watch it again or not. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good thing to keep spreading. It gave so much. We got so many looks, so many different versions, not just in 2020 to listen to or watch vocally, but like outfits, hair, backdrops, storytelling. And it was just, it just gave so much. And I just can't get enough of this. And I feel like you just said, it will be one of those things that I revisit every single Christmas. Like, you can't leave it alone. Like, it's like Home Alone or whatever Christmas movie it is that you have to watch with your friends, significant others, your flatmates, your parents, your family, your siblings, whatever it might be. Like, this is one of those things for me.
My final thing is, I think that even though it came out in the middle of the pandemic and there's the feeling of this was a hard year and we're going to get through it, it's still timeless and it's not trapped in the pandemic, but you can apply it to any year because the year can be hard. Like, it's not all, you're not always having good times throughout the whole year.
Exactly.
So if you went through any sort of thing throughout the year, this really does kind of lift your spirits.
Yeah.
You know, it shows you a very cute meaning of Christmas. So, all right, you guys, this has been day 9 of Mariah Miss. We hope you've enjoyed our cute little reliving the splendor moment of the Apple TV Plus special. Join us tomorrow for day 10 of Mariah Miss. This has been the Obsessed Podcast. Bye.
Bye.
I got a great story to tell you. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and 2020 had been rough. So Santa decided the season couldn't be merry without the one and only Mariah Carey.
This Christmas, we could all use a little